Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the US has carried out a third consecutive night of strikes against Iran, with Donald Trump reinstating a blockade of Iranian shipping while proposing to charge a 20% fee to guard the Strait of Hormuz. Joining us with the latest on all of this is Adam Parsons, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Adam, the US has hit Iran. Iran has hit tankers. There was going to be a toll. Now there's not going to be a toll. What is going on?
I mean, a very good, profound question, which you could probably apply to most of the past few months. But the tit-for-tat attacks continue, with Iran also attacking America's allies in the Gulf. In the past hour or so, Kuwait has sent a warning that its air defences are dealing with what it called hostile aerial targets. But probably the most notable thing that's happened is that Donald Trump has backed down on this suggestion of a 20% toll, which I have to say, frankly, was a ridiculous thing for him to have suggested in the first place.
It was almost like a shakedown, wasn't it? I mean, the UN have come out and said this is completely illegal and has no foundation. But that's what it looks like from the outside, like a shakedown.
That's exactly what it looked. It looked like an extortion in the making, a charging 20%, which of course the Iranians then seized upon and said, well, we like the fact you've accepted the principle, but we wouldn't charge as much as that. It was a ludicrous thing, to be blunt, for him to suggest that it was evidently going to be unenforceable, and clearly it was against international law. But he's now talking about huge investments being made by Gulf nations into the United States. It will not surprise you to know that we have no details whatsoever about who the nations are, how much they'll be spending, what they'll be spending it on.
Sure.
And I wouldn't hold your breath.
And as you say, the UAE being hit by Iran, Bahrain last night, and other sirens going off in the last number of hours. The UAE, of course, have released some Iranian fishermen over the past day as well. Do you think there is some kind of back-channeling going on between them and Iran, perhaps?
It's wholly possible. I mean, the entire Middle East is frankly one sort of diplomatic back channel. But let's not pretend there's an awful lot of love lost between the UAE and Iran. I think what there is, to be blunt, is a lot of Gulf nations who are slightly bewildered by the erratic behaviour of the United States and are beginning to think, how do we hedge our bets? So, you know, if the US suddenly walks away from this, if there suddenly are tolls, how do we manage our economy? And maybe not being bitter enemies with Iran might help. But I mean, you have to say, look at Oman just the other day. They had an official visit, talks with the Iranians, and the next day they got hit by Iranian missiles. So, It is the word volatile has been used again and again. All I can say is it was volatile, it still is volatile, and I dare say it will continue to be so.
Adam, many people are asking the question, why did this conflict re-erupt over the past 3 days? Why has this exchange of fire occurred between the US and Iran? Is this all down to the fact that the US militarily are struggling to achieve anything in the region? And therefore, the diplomacy, which frustrates Donald Trump very clearly, is also failing on, I suppose, several fronts. And this was born of frustration, or is there something else?
It's ultimately a cocktail of many things, but I think it probably mainly boils down to the Strait of Hormuz. which wasn't even in play when the war started, it would appear. I mean, you talk to American analysts, they'll tell you, of course we knew the Strait of Hormuz was going to be closed. Didn't it seem to be uppermost in the mind of Donald Trump when he started the war? Happened very quickly and has frustrated him ever since. You know, it's kind of risen up the to-do list, and it's now at the top, and it's now miles at the top. I think he's enormously frustrated that even though he has all the military might in the world, he seems unable to intimidate the Iranians into ceding control of the Strait of Hormuz, which is then having these sort of vast economic knock-on effects for the entire world. I think that, more than anything, is what is frustrating. Is it why you're seeing these fits of pique, and why you saw this kind of outburst, clearly making policy on the hoof about this 20% toll, which is then retracted. In terms of the rest of the diplomacy, remember at the start we were talking about Iran's nuclear program. Well, that seems at the moment to have been largely forgotten. We were talking about the ballistic missiles. That certainly has been parked off to the side. Funding for proxies, again, that doesn't get talked about much. The conversation is completely about the Strait of Hormuz.
Is it significant, Adam, that one of the US strikes was adjacent and close to Iran's one sort of civilian nuclear facility, a nuclear power plant?
It might be. I mean, that's the honest answer, is that so erratic is America's diplomatic and, to an extent, military activity, that it may be significant. It may be simply a case of a little nudge to people like me to say we haven't forgotten about the nuclear programs. It may be a kind of a little nod to the entire world to say that the nuclear programs are still in our heads. On the other hand, there will be plenty saying that is yet another rather curious action, that of all the places you could attack, and there are air defenses, there are radar facilities, and certainly they're talking about attacking all the capacity in order for the Iranians to strike the Strait of Hormuz, that nuclear facilities shouldn't be at your top of the list.
No. Lastly and briefly, Adam, Israel and Lebanon resuming peace talks, is that going to result in anything, do you think, or how significant is it?
That is enormously difficult. I think there is progress in discussions between the Iranian government and progress in the discussions with the Israeli government and the Lebanese government. I think there are also progress in talks between the military of those two countries. As ever, the challenge is that Hezbollah, backed by Iran, is playing no part in these peace talks and is going to be a thorn in the sides of them, as it has been for so many decades before.
Adam Parsons, Sky News Middle East correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
As an entrepreneur and dream driver, I know how much heart goes into building a brand. That's why I love seeing small businesses have the opportunity to reach more people. Walmart helps customers discover products from thousands of small brands, each with a founder story built on passion, perseverance, innovation, and purpose. Learn more at walmart.com.